Facebook CEO apologizes.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened.
Austin Bomber's cell phone recording.
It is the outcry of a very challenged young man.
Lawmakers aim to head off government shutdown
with a $1.3 trillion spending bill.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The CEO of Facebook calls it a major breach of trust. The mining of the personal information of 50 million users of the social network by the political firm Cambridge Analytica.
We have a basic responsibility to protect people's data. And if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people.
Mark Zuckerberg on CNN said he'll testify on Capitol Hill and suggested perhaps it is time for the government to step in.
I actually am not sure we shouldn't be regulated.
And he promised to make things right.
We're going to build a tool where anyone can go and see if their data was a part of this.
More from CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Zuckerberg outlined some of the changes the company vows to make. He said Facebook will investigate all apps that had access to large amounts of information prior to 2014 when they reduced data access. Facebook will ban any developer that does not agree to a thorough audit and take steps to help users understand which apps they've allowed to access their data.
Well, now to the Austin, Texas area, where people who live near the late serial bomb suspect have been allowed to return to the neighborhood. CBS's Omar Villafranca says inside the 23-year-old man's home, they found a cell phone video that they say amounts to a confession.
He does not at all mention anything about terrorism, nor does he mention anything about hate.
Austin Interim Police Chief Brian Manley says the 25-minute video doesn't show a motive, but does offer a glimpse into the mind of bombing suspect Mark Condit.
There were also indications of actions he was willing to take in the future.
Eddie Harp, who has known the Condit family for 15 years, read a statement on their behalf.
The family's present focus is on dealing with their shock and loss and in cooperating with the police investigation.
Two people were killed in the five bombings. Along the East Coast, millions of people are digging out from a spring snowstorm. Some places got more than a foot of snow.
It doesn't make sense. Why is it a winter wonderland in March?
And CBS's Don Daler is in Beechwood, New Jersey, where 19 inches of snow brought down power lines.
New Jersey's been slammed four times now by nor'easters, and for many people here, they were without power for up to a week to 10 days. A lot of them are waking up to no electricity again today.
The flight schedules are still messy. There are more than 1,500 cancellations today. New England is now getting the tail end of the storm. In Ventura, California, Keith Reich knows a mudslide could come with little warning.
You just don't expect it. It just goes boom. There it is.
He's staying in his home. Thousands of others have left vulnerable areas in Santa Barbara County as the state gets pounded by heavy rain in January. 21 people died in California mudslides. Congressional negotiators are seeing eye to eye on a spending plan that would head off another government shutdown. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The 2,200-page bill dropped last night. It could come up for a House vote today ahead of tomorrow night's shutdown deadline. It spends $1.3 trillion across the government, more than half of it on the military, where Republicans say they've secured the largest pay increase in about a decade. The package includes $1.6 billion for new fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border, but that's a lot less than what the president wants for a wall. Some conservatives worry the bill spends too much overall and not enough on border security, but leaders of both parties are trying to sell it. Democrats hail increases for some of their priorities, along with a provision allowing the CDC to conduct research on gun violence. The package also includes the Fix NICS legislation, bolstering background checks for gun buys. Steve?
Well, President Trump is expected to announce up to $60 billion worth of new tariffs against China today on a host of products. In a morning tweet, the president attacks former Vice President Joe Biden, declaring him weak, both mentally and physically. Mr. Trump says, he threatens me with physical assault. He would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. In Miami remarks, Biden said he would beat the hell out of Mr. Trump if they were in high school over his comments about women in the Access Hollywood video. Some big security changes are in store for students at the Parkland, Florida High School, where 17 people were shot and killed on Valentine's Day. CBS's Peter King joins us live from Orlando.
Steve, the changes include student ID badges and clear backpacks the school will provide starting next month. 8 Florida Highway Patrol troopers have just been added to the security mix. All of this comes after several incidents this week. 2 students were arrested for carrying knives. A third was found using the name of confessed shooter Nicholas Cruz as his own screen name. Cruz's brother was arrested for trespassing at the school, and a student discovered a deputy napping when he was supposed to be guarding the school. Steve?
Well, police in Sacramento are investigating why 2 police officers shot and killed an unarmed black man Sunday in his grandparents' backyard. CBS's John Blackstone has more.
Hey, show me your hands! Stop! Stop!
Police body camera video released by the Sacramento Police Department shows the moment 2 officers opened fire on Stephon Clark.
Show me your hands! Gun, gun, gun! Oh. 5-7 shots fired, subject down.
In the video, the officers unload a barrage of gunfire at Clark, at least 20 rounds in all, killing the 22-year-old. Police believe Clark smashed a number of car windows and a sliding glass door in a South Sacramento neighborhood Sunday. Officers chased him to his grandparents' backyard. Police say they thought Clark was pointing a gun at them. That's when they fired.
Subject's down in the backyard.
You have a gun?
We haven't secured it.
Police never found a firearm, only a cell phone.
They came from that direction.
They came from this direction.
The Clark family's attorney, Melissa Nold, says nothing in the videos would justify the shooting.
You see officers saying gun, 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 and them opening fire.
And for the Clark family, they're promising justice.
The CEO of the company that makes Bratz dolls says he and other investors have pledged $200 million in an effort to save the Toys R Us chain. The group also plans a crowdfunding effort to raise 4 times that amount to bid for up to 400 of the stores that are due to shut down. Running late this morning? Well, CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us about a new survey of workers and bosses.
Career Builders' Michael Irwin says via Skype that a lot of Americans are showing up late.
What we found was 25% of workers say that they're late at least once a month, and 1 in 10 say that it's a weekly occurrence.
Which is a problem because Irwin says 60% of employers surveyed say they expect their workers to show up on time. One of the craziest tardy excuses, a man who said he had morning sickness. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, John Oliver's parody book is still number 1 on Amazon's bestseller list. It portrays the bunny cared for by Vice President Pence's family as gay. And it's far outselling the kid's book about the bunny written by Pence's wife and daughter. But daughter Charlotte Pence says she bought Oliver's book because the proceeds go to charity, and she says she's all for that. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.